So welcome. I'm Kit Fury, and this is the bonus call to those of you who were the early participants in the Align and Awaken journey. Truly, it's my honor to be with you today. I indicated this would be a 60-minute call. We may be a little bit longer than that, so if you need to go, please know that we will be grateful for the fact that you are with us in spirit, and the recording will be available. I'll be sending that out tomorrow. If you can, grab a piece of paper and pencil, because we're going to be doing some calibrations as we get going. Let me begin by giving you an overview of how we will be moving through our time together. We are going to review the operating metaphors in the Align and Awaken journey. Know, as I've said, if you listen to any of the preview calls, what is really significant is that any system be congruent within the parameters of the system, and different teachers will have different definitions and different ways of doing things. So I just wanted to do a quick review of the operating metaphors within this system just to address any questions. I'm going to be teaching how to access, grow up, and integrate younger parts, the personality parts that really drive the behaviors that we may wish to update. Those parts are typically younger than 7 years old. We'll be doing a live demonstration so that you can see how it works. And again, that is step 10 on the Be Set Free Fast quick sheet. I'm also going to be showing you how you can use the Align and Awaken journey system just as an evolutionary checklist, even if you wish to swap in different tools. I'll be showing you how you can use the map of the soul's growth blueprints and the graphic that is on the download page as a checklist. I had invited you to either have it on your screen as we spend our time together today, or print it off so that you can refer to it. That will be a map that we will be using. And what we will be doing is we will then be doing an exercise throughout the call to literally get to the initial instances of distortion, be that perception, thought, belief, emotion, energetic pattern. We'll be getting to the root causes of that. And at the end, I will go ahead and give you an opportunity to ask questions. I've set up the Q&A function on this call, and so I will be able to see you, and I'll give you instructions on how to get in the queue for that at the end. So let's begin by going through a quick meditation in order to create sacred space. So breathing, breathing, breathing deeply down into the lower abdomen. You might even imagine that there is a golden feather floating directly on your tailbone that flutters gently as you inhale and exhale, just inviting your awareness to settle firmly into your body so that your awareness is traveling all the way down to the tips of your toes. You're looking out from behind your eyes, getting down out of the mind, which often floats above the top of the head, down into the body. Imagining now a tube of light extending from the hips down, connecting to the heart of the earth, going through the heart of the earth, through the planet, out the other side, and connecting into the feminine side of Source, the divine feminine. You might imagine that this tube of light is blue-white or blue-gold, but a very high vibrational tube of light, with your energetic feet extending down into the earth, approximately 12 inches. Just notice that you are having the experience now of magnetically being attracted to a golden disc that forms a platform in the bottom of the tube of light, and on the surface of the golden disk is etched Metatron's cube, that shape that encompasses all of the planetary solids, the platonic solids, the building blocks of the sacred geometric shapes, and allowing yourself to notice that the tube of light extends up your body and inviting in all those whom you hold sacred, aligned with the light above and below, and inviting them to gently cocoon you. Surrounding the disk, surrounding the tube of light, allowing your awareness now to travel up your body, up into the heavens, up, up, up into the masculine, the dynamic side of Source. We're going to ask and intend that this tube of light be at a frequency of unconditional love and higher, in fact, asking that it be at the highest frequency comfortable to your physical body now. We're going to ask that the tube of light remain in place for the duration of our time together and until your higher self and soul deem it appropriate to release the tube. And now let's ask that the tube of light spin counterclockwise, knowing that this vortex will gently spin any released energies back into the heart of the universe to be transmuted into love. So we're going to set our intent now that the field we are creating on this call be one that encompasses the divine violet flame, that encompasses the patterns, the divine ideal patterns of the destroyer archetype, the blessings of which are bringing us to endings, completions, creating the openings for new beginnings, setting the intent that each person present or listening to this recording be served at divine ideal levels, in ways that are aligned with the sacred path and purpose of each. Let's set intent that in each cell of our body we remember that we are love, that we are unique expressions of the divine. And let's ask that the experience that we have together enable each of us to increase our capacity to allow and receive the limitless abundance of Source. So go ahead and access now your transformational sphere. I'm imagining mine is a transparent sphere about the size of a basketball, knowing that the dot in the center of the sphere is where I consciously draw in resources and where I consciously choose to release patterns. Remember that when this transformational sphere was created for you, it was with the specific instruction that it is cumulative, so there is zero need for your conscious mind to remember what is already contained in the sphere, either in the way of resources and patterns you're choosing to release, or to know what your levels of consciousness, known and unknown across all time, world, space, dimensions, and reality, are gathering up and placing as patterns to release into the sphere. Know that our core limiting patterns of distortion are layered and entangled, and so it really does serve us to often revisit the download of the resources. And the reason that I do that is because even though the higher self and soul knows all and certainly is attuned to the divine ideal patterns, nonetheless the conscious mind and the subconscious are always evolving in their level of comprehension. I was thinking earlier today an example might be that while your higher self and soul has always been tapped in to all that is and to all that is known, nonetheless, when you first asked the question, where do babies come from, you had a capacity for perception, which is very different from your capacity now. So we're going to go ahead and download some more divine ideal patterns just as a gentle reminder to the conscious and subconscious minds. I'm going to be reviewing, as I mentioned, the operating metaphors of the system that you've been going through. I did invite you to have in front of you the graphic that is available on the download page. And I'll be talking you through it, but at your earliest opportunity, if it's not in front of you now, go ahead and look at this perhaps as you listen to the replay. This is an overview map of how I offer my work in the world, and it's going to frame our time together and the way that I move through the session today. So as you look in the very center of that graphic where I indicate that's the light of the true self or the higher self and soul, the essence self, the part that always is, always was, and is never injured or wounded. Some people define the soul a little differently, but in the system that I share and teach, the soul is that part of us that is divine. Now, the personality parts can experience wounding, and we can access painful experiences that our soul lineage family is experiencing, but the soul in the system that I share is pristine. It is divine. It is source. It is beyond wounding. So that's the center of the graphic, and around that, imagine that band that lists the archetypes at the bottom, the innocent, orphan, warrior, caregiver, seeker, destroyer, insert the creator, there wasn't space for it, lover, ruler, magician, sage, wise, fool. Imagine that those patterns are the next layer out from the essence self. Those are patterns through which the soul evolves. They are active always within each of us to varying degrees depending upon the age and stage of our journey. The next layer out, not reflected on the graphic, is our energy body. So our limitless self expresses through the archetypal patterns and expresses through our energy body, our physical, etheric, emotional, mental, astral, etheric template, celestial body, and ketheric template. And those energy levels connect directly into the physical body through the seven major chakras, and those link through our meridians to our endocrine glands. So that is how we are one body, mind, and spirit, if you will. Again, on the graphic, so just imagining that we now have the essence self, the archetypes, the layers of the energetic body, the chakras, and our expression of the true self in this very moment is limited to whatever degree is divinely perfect for us right now by what I categorize in three broad categories of core limiting patterns. Now, the first one is the patterns, the driving core desires and needs for connection and belonging. The shadow or constricting sides of those having to do with abandonment, betrayal, isolation, loneliness, feeling like an outcast. So that's the first of the three broad categories of core limiting patterns. The second pattern have to do with our core desire and drive for connection, significance, self-worth, a sense of deserving and receiving, the shadow side or the limited, constricted patterns, being those ones having to do with, am I enough? Am I good enough? Am I worthy? Am I deserving? Is there something wrong with me? The faces, the many, many faces of shame. And while that's in a category of its own, shame is so pervasive that it has tendrils into the other two categories as well. And we're going to be going after that in our exercise today. The third broad category of core limiting beliefs have to do with our desire for a sense of trust, safety, knowing, discernment, and surrender. And this is where the emotions, the negative emotions, show up as fear, doubt, worry, anxiety, guilt, the emotion shame, as opposed to the gigantic thought form of shame. So these are the patterns that limit the full authentic expression of your higher self and soul. So how do we come to have these limiting patterns? Well, we are connected to the collective consciousness, or what Jung would call the collective unconscious. So we're tapping into what all of humankind believes is impossible. Think about Roger Bannister. Nobody could run a 4-minute mile until Roger Bannister did, and then suddenly lots of people could run a 4-minute mile. Well, that was a collective belief that shifted, and the collective shifted. So we connect into beliefs about impossibility and other limiting beliefs from the collective. We also inherit limiting patterns from our soul lineage, and it's not really an inheritance, but we access the information about what soul aspects are experiencing. And we can narrow that down very specifically when I next have you look at a Serenity vibration screen. We can put a membrane in place so that only empowering information comes back and forth across the membrane. Now, you may remember that in the program itself, I ask you specifically if you had accepted the soul file redirect, and if you haven't, I just invite you to continue to ask your higher self, because that enables you to tune out some of the limiting, painful experiences that other soul aspects are encountering. We inherit limiting beliefs from our biological ancestors. It comes down to us through our genetics. Now, we know that our genes are not cast in stone the way science used to teach us. Nonetheless, the predispositions for genetic patterns turning on and off are in direct response to what the family unconscious mind holds in terms of beliefs. In addition, we create limitations on our authentic expression based on experiences that we as an individual have. Before we are 7 years old, we don't have an adult's capacity to be discerning. We take in everything as true. We form conclusions about how the world works and our part in it. So that movie script of our mind was written, that movie script of our life was written before we were 7 years old, and we are going to update that. Now, what I would like for you to take away from the remarks that I've shared so far is how the graphic on the download page for the program can be used as a checklist to just see where you are and where you have the opportunity to burrow down more deeply to hear the calling of your soul, to clear out the fog on the lens, if you will, to clear out whatever's getting in the way of your full, authentic expression. Now, we're going to take this a step further, and we're going to begin some calibrations right now to measure where we are. And again, you can come back to this graphic as a map, as a checklist, to keep yourself oriented as to where your soul might be calling you to step next. So remember, I indicated that our energetic housing is a layer not reflected on the graphic, but through which these belief patterns can create distortion. So let's calibrate now, and if you have paper and pencil, go ahead and jot this down so that at the end of the session, you can notice what has changed for you. So just ask 0 to 12, where is my physical body now? 12 being my divine ideal level, vitality and physical function. 0 being my worst nightmare, far worse than I've ever experienced. 0 to 12, where am I now in terms of my physical body? Trust the first number that comes into your awareness and go ahead and jot that down now. Let's go ahead and move to the etheric body. The etheric body is where the chakras are actually positioned. It's that next layer out from the physical body. And ask, where am I now, 0 to 12, in terms of my etheric body being in alignment with my divine ideal blueprint? Go ahead and jot that calibration down. Now check your emotional body. 0 to 12, where am I now in terms of my emotional body? This is the layer of the energetic blueprint that is the keeper of emotional patterns. Moving out now from the physical body into the grid of the mental body. This is where we hold beliefs. Just ask 0 to 12, where is my mental body now? In terms of 12 being my divine ideal blueprint for my mental body. Next is the astral body. 0 to 12, where am I now? In terms of my astral body. If you haven't done it yet today, you might imagine a golden sun above your head and just call back your astral body. The astral body, or in the shamanic traditions, what's known as the dream body, travels out and about, connects with people, begins to put situations in place. It is the body that travels while we're sleeping. So if you haven't called it back, call that back now through the golden sun above your head. Moving now to the etheric template. This is the template for the physical body. Ask 0 to 12, where am I now? One person asked that in the exercise we look at weight management issues, and I would give you a little tip. Work with your etheric template. Go ahead and get your divine ideal blueprint for your physical body and well-being and begin to show pictures and invite your higher consciousness and soul to bring your etheric template into alignment with what you want. That would be a helpful way to address weight issues. So moving out now to the celestial body. This is the body through which we talk to our angels, 0 to 12, where am I now? Get that calibration. And then to the etheric body, the outside of our energetic housing, our aura, 0 to 12, where am I? You always want the etheric body to be complete, no holes, no rough spots. And I like mine to be gold, and so I flood it with gold light when I'm doing my energetic bath in the morning in my first round of meditations. And then I put a layer of roses on the outside of my etheric template to just serve as a buffer to absorb anything that I actually don't want getting into my energetic field. Roses are very high vibrational flowers, and you can just intend that they absorb the vibration, and then you can release them and put up new ones if you wish. So we have that calibration, and now let's actually begin the compare and contrast. As you know, that's my method. I like to get divine ideal standards and then clear away everything that's out of alignment with that. So into the dot in the center of your sphere, because we are within sacred space. Let's go ahead and download now from the causal body of source divine ideal blueprints for all of the 12 archetypes covered in the Align and Awaken Journey program. Download patterns of perfection or divine ideal blueprints for connection, belonging, feeling secure, loved, fitting in, just, being myself, allowing myself to be myself, allowing myself to express my true self, worthiness, a sense of being deserving, self-acceptance, self-love, self-appreciation, self-trust, compassion for self and others, claiming my voice, my space, my gifts, my contributions to myself and humanity, claiming physical well-being, graceful transitions through the ages and stages of the soul's journey and the physical body's journey, allowing excellence rather than expecting perfection, being responsible without over-functioning, downloading now from the causal body of Source, divine ideal blueprints for trust, safety, capacity to influence, ease, flow, discernment, knowing, surrender of ego to higher self and soul, confidence, certainty, love, joy, peace, gratitude, bliss. Now just go ahead and know that your transformational sphere will be operating in the background. And now let's begin with some calibrations. Where are you relative to the archetype of the destroyer? Allowing yourself to receive the blessings of the destroyer, the grace of endings which open you up into new beginnings, open you up for situations or perhaps job circumstances, allowing you to move easily and gracefully through the stages of the physical body, through patterns and relationships, perhaps eating patterns, in fact, bringing any pattern that you're choosing to update to a point of completion. This includes addictive or compulsive patterns of any kind, including emotional patterns, including a pattern of being the, quote, responsible one, allowing aspects of the identity to transform and open up to even more authentic expression. 0 to 12, just ask, where am I now relative to the soul growth blueprint of the destroyer? And go ahead and jot that down. Let's move now to focusing on the orphan archetype. The orphan, the shadow side, is about feeling alone or lonely, that you have to do everything yourself, that it's not okay to ask for help, not okay to receive help, that you're not supported, can't be supported, feeling betrayed, abandoned, isolated, feeling helpless. And on the upside, it's about forming relationships and communities and working together to move forward. So 0 to 12, just ask, where am I now relative to the orphan archetype? And go ahead and make a note of it. Moving now to the pattern of the warrior, also known as the hero or the champion. This pattern involves or can involve feeling helpless. Helpless for others can be feeling helpless when we see animals abused, feeling helpless when we see others in extremely unfortunate conditions. It's a little different frequency than the caregiver's desire to nurture and empower. This is feeling almost wanting to take on the cause to champion the well-being, not only of self, but champion the well-being of others. It's about declaring and maintaining firm, friendly boundaries. This could be inner boundaries. This could be boundaries in virtually any context. It is the warrior, it is the champion, it is the hero that we can call upon to patrol our boundaries. 0 to 12, where am I? Going ahead now into the pattern of the caregiver. The caregiver is about nurturing, empowering self and others, contributing, but it can also be about over-caring and over-giving and smothering. It can be about doing for in order to feed the ego's need to feel significant. If we have any firstborn in the family lineup on the phone, just notice, did you somehow inherit a sense of need to be overgiving or overcaring in order to fit into the family? So 0 to 12, where am I now regarding that pattern? And as I went through all of the things that you submitted that you would like some additional support with, what I noticed was that if we went through the first four archetypes, which are the initial stages of the hero's journey, they are the archetypes most associated with developing a strong sense of self. In other words, we do need to have a strong ego. What we're wanting to do is have the ego be in service of soul, but we absolutely need a strong sense of self. Absent a sense of self, we would never get anything done here in the physical realm. So as I've said many times, I do not stand for the proposition that we want to do away with ego. Rather, we just want to retrain it, get it into what is truly its proper role, rather than the role that ego can think it has because of inherited norms or because of its extreme desire to keep us feeling safe. So as I looked at everything you submitted, the issues fell into the patterns of the first four archetypes and the queen, the ruler. The people who are with us happen to be all women, so it is the queen. We don't have any men with us. The queen is about claiming your gifts. It's about claiming your voice, claiming your space in the world, in the many facets of your world. And if you look at the graphic, you know, there are the dimensions of your life. It can include your relationships, your career, what you're doing for work, what you do for fun. Includes your relationship with money, includes your spiritual practices. So the queen, claiming your right, claiming your divine right to connect with and fully express your divine essence, your higher self and soul. And we would want to clear out the shadow sides of the queen, which have to do with sometimes needing to be right merely for the sake of being right and even at the expense of the well-being of others. Also might show up presenting patterns of fears around being seen, fears of stepping up into what we know is our true capacity, stepping into the role that we know that our soul is asking us to express. It can show up as a fear of being criticized or judged and backing away from really claiming and expressing who we are because of fear. So go ahead, 0 to 12, where am I now regarding claiming my queen, being my inner queen? So now as we go further, we're going to begin by intending. Remember, we're inside the tube of light. It's rotating counterclockwise so that whatever is being released can be sent back to the heart of the universe to be transmuted into love. We have the transformational sphere operating in the background. So anytime you think of something that you want to release, it just goes into the dot in the center of the sphere. Likewise, anytime you think of something else that you want in the way of resources, that goes into the dot in the center of the sphere. And then all of your other levels and layers of consciousness are also gathering up patterns out of alignment with the resources and placing those in the remainder of the sphere. So I'm presupposing, and I mentioned this in the email that went out, that you have all at least completed the quick start, so you have the all clear cue, which is a combination of the be set free fast instruction to the subconscious. You've looked at a screen, which I loaded, drawing upon all of the resources available from Serenity Vibration Healing. We've combined the all clear cue to incorporate higher self and soul processes as well as directions to the subconscious. So we're going to go ahead and go through some specific statements now. We want to light up limiting patterns. The reason that we need to do this is, in my opinion, we're not able to edit our subconscious files unless they're open, unless they have been lit up. You know, some spiritual teachers talk about accessing profound spiritual states and that the energy, those profound frequencies, will trickle down through the layers of the mind and will update the limiting patterns. I do believe that there will come a time when collectively we've reached a tipping point and that will happen. And in my clinical experience, a both-and approach is what seems to work for my clients and for me. I personally have accessed profound spiritual states. I know each one of you women has as well. And the access to those profound states did not clear out my inner limiting patterns. So I am going forth with a both-and approach. I want my higher self inspiring me through my divine essence and the profound feel-good states. And here in Earth School, I chop wood, carry water. And when I notice a limiting pattern coming up, I go after it. So that's what we're doing. We're going to begin now with patterns associated with the destroyer. Again, I went through what you submitted in the way of issues that you wanted help with, and I have kind of clumped those into the archetypal patterns, both with specific statements and then some additional ones that have come to mind for me. And these first four archetypes, the innocent, the orphan, the warrior, and the caregiver, seem to be most closely associated with the first three chakras. And that makes sense because the first one has to do with the family of origin, with survival. And that's what we're doing as we're going through the innocent and the orphan stages. When we get up to the solar plexus chakra, our power center, our sense of identity, the warrior, the caregiver associated. And of course, we would see issues in all, but we're focusing primarily on those first three chakras. So with the destroyer, one more thing. I invite each of you to be using your all clear cue just repeatedly. Stay with me, stay present. Remember, what I offer isn't a done for you program. You need to be very conscious. You need to notice what you're experiencing. You need to choose to shift it and say your all clear cue. So I invite you to just be noticing and using your cue. I'm going to move through these statements very quickly, but remember your all clear is the signal to both your subconscious and your higher consciousness and soul that you want them to go to the initial incident or reason for distortion. Be that a distortion of perception, thought, belief, emotion, energetic pattern, or behavior. I allow life to flow with ease and grace. I embrace, and you're thinking, all clear. I embrace my body's natural rhythms. I'm open to believing that doctors and other providers are correct. And I'm open to believing that my body knows what is best for my body and for me. And I'm ready, willing, and able to allow my body to guide me. Physical symptoms are just a communication from my body. I'm ready, willing, and able to allow deeper messages to emerge, free of my conscious mind's desire to interpret, conclude, or lock on to, this is how it must be because. I'm ready, willing, and able to allow myself to update, to ascend, to transform and evolve without needing to understand or make sense of my experiences before I go through them. And I delight in allowing my conscious mind to see the perfection in my experiences, especially as I'm going through other than optimum experiences. I am ready, willing, and able to embrace my soul's vision for me. I'm ready, willing, and able to embrace my soul's vision for me, even though stepping up is scary, worrisome, or creates a sense of feeling anxious. I'm ready, willing, and able to allow other patterns and vocations to come to completion. I'm willing to allow myself to make decisions easily and gracefully, whether the decisions are small decisions or decisions of great consequence. I'm willing to allow the parts of me that are accessing our collective memory to gently ease into all that this year of 2012 represents. Completions from the harmonic convergence of 1987, the harmonic concordance of 2003, the shift from the third dimension into the fifth dimension and into the sixth dimension, allowing the past to gently release completely now from my cellular memories, opening me up to a fuller expression of my higher self and soul. Moving now to the innocent. I belong to the family of the planet just as I am. I fit in and have a sense of belonging. It's okay for me to make my own choices about rituals and traditions. And even when I'm making my own decisions, I still feel like I belong. I can enjoy a sense of belonging to the greater, I can enjoy a sense of belonging to the greater human family, even when my relationships with those I know more intimately are experiencing growth pangs. I'm willing to lean into the experience of uncomfortable emotions. I know that the fastest way out is through. I will be okay. I trust my higher self and soul to keep me connected to all that is. Moving now to patterns associated with the orphan. I can do this on my own. I'll figure it out without having to ask for support or help, because I must always be the strong, responsible one. And remember, sometimes we state the belief, sometimes we state what it is we want instead. The subconscious, the higher consciousness and soul knows what needs to change, if anything. I feel so alone and lonely, like the rug has been pulled out from under me. I feel abandoned, betrayed, shocked and surprised. I was forced to leave my job and it wasn't completely on my terms. And that hurt. And it scared me. And it just goes to show you can't trust people. Not ever. I was feeling helpless for all those situations and circumstances where I felt that things were hopeless. I'll never get what I want. If I let someone help me, they'll ask for too much in return. It's not safe for me to ask for help. Something bad will happen if I ask for help. On the other hand, I'm ready, willing, and able to ask for help when I need it and want it. Moving now to the warrior. I'm ready, willing, and able to champion my own cause. I'm ready, willing, and able to champion myself. I'm ready, willing, and able to claim my space, my voice, my gifts and talents, my contribution to the world. I'm ready to stand up for myself. I'm ready to know that the past is in the past, and I'm ready to make a clear choice to move into the present. I give myself permission to meet my needs, and I'm ready, willing, and able to allow others to be free to meet their needs. I'm ready, willing, and able to let go of my need to feel empowered by taking on responsibilities that are appropriately others. Moving now to the caregiver. I'm ready, willing, and able to give up my sense of identity that comes from caring for others. And even though I'm ready to update my identity, I allow myself to be nurturing and empowering. I'm ready, willing, and able to give up my need to be needed. And I'm ready, willing, and able to dissolve the attachments that I have to being a martyr, the suffering one, the oh, poor me for doing and giving so much. And instead, I'm ready, willing, and able to just do what my heart feels is appropriate, free of the needs and the drives of my little ego mind. I choose to release now the root causes of shame in all its many forms and disguises, in all the dimensions of my life, in all the levels and layers of my being. I'm ready to let go of the belief I'm not good enough. I'm not enough. I'm not deserving. I'm not worthy. I choose to unhook and unhinge from collective shame, ancestral shame, shame experienced in my soul lineage aspects. I'm ready to release shame from my cellular memories. Regarding guilt, guilt that comes in the wake of 2020 hindsight, guilt that's felt because of all of those woulda, coulda, shoulda ego chatter. I forgive myself for being human, for learning by contrast. I release the guilt I feel when I realize I could do something differently next time. Guilt for all the times I fed my ego's need especially when that compromised any of my values. I release the guilt and forgive myself for any time I might intentionally have caused pain to another. I release the guilt and forgive myself for all of the judgments, the criticisms and grudges that I've carried toward family, friends, situations, experiences, or toward any sentient being. For apathy, for feeling numbed, frozen, I don't care, I can't care. Let's offer love and support to the amygdala, inviting the subconscious to release the negative emotional charge from any memories at all levels, including cellular memories, knowing that you will maintain the wisdom that you've gained through experiences. Sending love to the amygdala now, to the hypothalamus, the thalamus, the hippocampus, the endocrine system. I allow myself to feel and experience myself as love on all levels of my being now. I am ready, willing, and able to embrace myself as love now. For grief, for all the losses that I've experienced, I'm sending love to myself now in each of those experiences, whether remembered or not. For being afraid I'll never be okay again. Fear that the loss means I'll have a hole or a gap that will never be filled. Afraid that I'll never be okay, or that I'll be free from the deep pain. Allowing myself to be free of the loss, the grief, pain, sadness on all levels of my body and being. Moving into fear and calling upon the magician archetype now. Emotion of fear, I name you. I call you out. I command you into the light now and forevermore. I command you into the light forevermore from all levels of my body and being. And the feeling of fear that is pure and present and calls me to be, and calls me to be alert, I welcome you when my deep knowing summons you. True fear, I'm grateful to you for the messages that you bring, and I send you love. The illusion of fear, I command you into the light forevermore, now. Worry and anxiety, I name you. I see that you focus on the future and pull me out of my divinely powerful present moment. I command you into the light now and forevermore from all levels of my body and being. I allow myself to bring my awareness into the power of the present. I allow myself to receive and become consciously aware of my divine guidance. I allow myself to clearly perceive my divine guidance. I am knowing and discerning of the difference between my ego's voice and my intuition's inspired wisdom. And moving now to the quick sheet, we're going to dissolve all post-traumatic stress related to the problems and issues which we have addressed today. In doing the closing sequence, I forgive everyone and everything. All stoppers, all anger, judgment, and criticism toward myself, all unforgiveness toward myself. And if you happen to be following along on the quick sheet, you know that the closing sequence is step 9, and we're going to move now to step 10. And this is one of the teaching pieces that I wanted to include. I want to share with you how to grow up and integrate younger parts, the parts that split off in moments when we experience something upsetting. So let me just do a quick overview of the steps for doing that, and then we're going to do a live demonstration. And I'm grateful to the person who's going to be my playmate here for the demonstration. So the guiding principle when we are growing up and integrating personality parts that have fragmented or become isolated is think about drawing a shy child out of the shadow into the room to play. Approach that child with great compassion and understanding. Know that that child made the highest choice possible in the moment of that first instance of distortion. Know that that part has been overridden by the ego voice, and that you may need to convince it that this time is different. So I'm conscious when I'm working with clients or working with a part of my own to think in very childlike terms, in terms of the language that I use. And when I initially ask if a part will have a conversation with me, if it says no, it means that there's just not a deep enough level of trust. I presume that the part thinks it's going to be judged or criticized or made wrong. And so I am very, very methodical and meticulous and consistent in assuring the part that I absolutely know that it supports my well-being in the best way that it possibly can, given the tools and resources that it has available. And then I ask again if it's willing to have a conversation with me. Usually, it only takes a time or two to invite it, but if not, it's just because it thinks it's going to be criticized. It thinks it's going to be judged, and you need to let it know that it's absolutely safe, that you are simply open and curious to know what it does to support your well-being. So that's the guiding principle. You are working with a part that's isolated. You're working with a part that made the highest choice it possibly could in the moment that it isolated. You're wanting to find out what its positive intention is. I am not a proponent of notions of self-sabotage. Rather, the principles that I work from are that every part has a positive intention and is doing the very best it can to meet that intention. Now, what I know is that it's likely a very young part that doesn't have very many resources, and updating it would serve the part and serve my overall well-being. But I just simply do not believe that any part of us holds an intention to do us harm. So you won't hear me talking about self-sabotage. What we're doing is establishing rapport. We are, again, urging this perhaps shy little part into a conversation. We are simply asking the part what it is that it wants. And I do that by saying, what is it you want for me? And when it gives me what it wants, then I follow up with the question, and what do you want through having that that's even more important? And I ask that. I'm forming a chain of positive intentions. And I ask that until either the client or I get to a state that feels so good there's really not a word for it, or I could find a word but the state feels so good I don't want to leave the state. That's one test for completion. Or I get a response that is in fact an effect. There's a little less juiciness to the response. So I ask the question, what is it you want, until I get all the way up to the ultimate intention. And then it's a matter of reminding the part that it already is that profound state or that wonderful intention. Reminding the part that it doesn't have to earn it, doesn't have to get, you know, jump through hoops or get permission to experience it. It can simply exercise its power of choice. It can claim its queen, if you will. And sometimes a part simply has forgotten that. Sometimes it's new information. You just have the conversation. But the truth is, we are divine and every part is divine in its core. And we are just opening up its awareness to that fact, reminding it can just make that choice. And then when I get that level of response from the part that, oh, yeah, that is right. I am that. I can simply choose it. Then I remind the part or give the part the information that when it comes forward in time from whatever age it is, and I've asked the question, how young are you? And I ask how young are you rather than how old are you, because I get more reliable responses. In other words, I get a faster response that takes us right to that first instance of distortion quicker if I say, how young are you? Then I remind the part that when it comes forward in time to the current moment, that it gets all the resources that it wants or needs, gets access to all the either my wisdom or the client's wisdom. And the part, here's the important concept, the part will always say yes, it wants to come forward in time, so long as it understands what's being asked. So if it says no, it just means you're talking to it perhaps in words that are too much like an adult's languaging, and you need to go back and show it the benefits. It gets to keep everything it has and get more, and supporting the positive intention will become so much easier. And as soon as the part understands that's what's being offered, it will say yes. And then it will either want to come forward on its own, and that can happen literally in a split second, or it can indicate that it wants to be escorted along the timeline of the life by the adult part, in which event I just invite the client to imagine floating up out from behind their eyes back through time, dropping down onto the timeline representing the events of their life next to that part and bringing it forward in time. When back in the present moment, and if you're doing this on yourself, you will just feel it. It's just, you just have this knowing. The part is here. Bring that essence, that energy in through your heart. We want it anchored firmly in the physical body, not just in your energetic body. So you bring that energy in through your heart. And I use the metaphor of flowing down to the tips of the toes, rising up to the top of the head, flowing across the shoulders, down the arms to the tips of the fingers, anchoring in safely, securely, and permanently to every cell in the body and facet of the being. And then once again, you just know, you will have a sense when that has happened. We are absolutely hardwired for wholeness and healing. And this matter of accessing these parts and growing them up happens easily as long as the child part understands what's being asked. Now, why do I say that, in my opinion, it is important to learn how to do this? In my clinical experience, and regardless of the modality that I have explored, if this step is not included, the changes do not remain solidly in place. I have been challenged. I've raised this to colleagues, and one of my truly esteemed colleagues said, well, do you suppose that that's the experience you have, Kit, because you expect it? And I've looked at that, but I will tell you that when I check, there is a younger part associated with anything that a client has ever asked for my assistance with. And I absolutely know that in shifting my own patterns until I have engaged in the conversation with the part of me that is actually driving that other than optimum experience, it just remains something that I have a recurring experience of. I do not reach completion until I have grown up and integrated the part. So that's how you do step 10. And now I would like to demonstrate that. And I've opened up the line. And if you would press star 6, I should be able to hear you.
Okay.
Okay, great. So thank you, dear friend, for being willing to do this demonstration. And for those of you who are also with us, know that this woman is a very dear friend of mine. She has been through my 90-day mentoring program, so we have rapport at a deep level. And because we have been through this process of growing up and integrating parts any number of times, I'm confident that the demonstration of these steps will move forward very quickly. So you had indicated that you were experiencing some tension in your chest. Is that what you would like to work with?
Yes.
Okay. So go ahead, if you would, and just allow your awareness to go right into the center, right into the center of this tension that you are experiencing in your chest. And allow me now to elicit how your brain has this tension coded. What do you see?
I'm getting a blue, kind of like a cloud.
A blue cloud. And with your inner ear, what is the sound of this blue cloud?
It's a scraping sound.
Scraping. What is
like
the...
scraping.
Okay. Excellent. And what is the emotion associated with this blue cloud that sounds like scraping?
Disappointment and anger.
Disappointment and anger. Now, when we're doing this work, working with the other than conscious mind, it's the logic is like the logic of dreaming, not like our conscious mind logic. So the first question is, as you keep your awareness on this blue cloud scraping sound that is disappointment and anger in your chest, are you mine, M-I-N-E, are you mine? And you'll become aware of a yes or a no.
Yes.
So thank this part for calling itself to your attention. Let it know you absolutely know that it supports your well-being the best way it possibly can with the tools and resources it has available to it. And ask, will you talk to me now? And you'll get a yes or a no.
Yes.
So really thank this part. Again, assure it that you absolutely know it supports your well-being in the best way it possibly can. So ask, what is it you want for me? And you'll get a word or two.
Fairness.
Fairness. Wonderful. Thank this part. And now ask, what do you want through fairness that's even more important?
Freedom.
Excellent. Thank this part. And ask, what do you want through freedom that's even more important?
Okayness.
Okayness. So let me ask you, does okayness have more energy than freedom? Or is okayness an effect of freedom?
It's okayness. It's okayness. Okayness is it.
Okayness
okay to
is...
be. Okay to be. Okay to be.
Okay to be. So it has more energy than freedom. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. So really thank this part. And now let's ask, when you are experiencing okay to be, deeply, profoundly, exactly the way you want to experience okay to be, what do you want through that that's even more important, if anything?
Safety.
So thank this part and ask, does safety have more energy than okay to be?
No. Okay,
okay
to be
has more energy. That's the ultimate intention, and safety is an effect. Okay, really thank this part. Let it know you're very grateful that it was willing to tell you what it wants for you. And now ask this part, how young are you?
3.
So really thank this part. Let it know that it's been doing a grown-up's job with the skills and the capacity and life awareness of a little child, a 3-year-old. It's been upholding the positive intention of being okay to be. And it's a tiny, tiny child. So shower this part with your gratitude. Thank it for all that it's done and will continue to do to support your well-being. And when this part feels acknowledged, validated, loved, appreciated for all that it's done and will continue to do, and when this part is ready for our next step, let me know.
Okay. Okay.
So we have really good news for this part, because when this part comes forward in time to your current age, it will get access to all of your wisdom, all of your tremendous skills and capabilities, everything you know how to be and do and have. So ask this part, would you like to come forward in time now to the present moment? And you'll get a yes or a no.
Yes, she's just saying goodbye to a couple things. It'll take a second.
Would you say that a bit louder? You kind of cut out on me.
She feels like she's saying goodbye to someone, and she just needs to finish that, and then she can come forward.
Okay.
Okay.
And would she like to come forward in time on her own, or would she like to be escorted?
She's reaching her hands forward and wants to reach out and hold someone's hand.
So if you would, go ahead and float up out from behind your eyes, back along the line that represents the timeline of your life, dropping down next to this little part with her upstretched arms. And you might, while you're there, extend an invitation to any other parts younger than your current age who would like to join you, so that they, too, can have access to all of your wisdom and skills and life experiences, and so the positive intentions that they support will become so much easier. Just invite them to come with you if they wish, and taking all the time you need, go ahead and come forward in time now to the present moment, and when you're here, let me know.
I'm here.
And now bring the essence of that part and any other parts that joined you in through your heart, and allow that energy to flow down to the tips of your toes and rise to the top of your head. Flow across your shoulders, down your arms, to the tips of your fingers, anchoring in safely, securely, and permanently to every cell in your body and facet of your being. And when that's happened, let me know.
Okay.
And now, is there anything, now that this part of you has access to all of your wisdom, your full toolkit, as it were, is there anything that this part would like you to know or do now?
She wants to dance.
Beautiful. So I invite you to make a date and let her dance as soon as we get off the phone.
Okay.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I'm going to go ahead and put you back on mute. I'm very grateful to you. Okay, so that is how you would, for any other than optimum experience that you're encountering, when you have played pattern detective, you've used your quick sheet, you've used your all clear cue, and you've gotten to a place where you have a sense of completion. You are then at step 10 on the quick sheet. You access that part, and you access it by simply saying, I know you have a positive intention for me, and you support my well-being the best way you can. Will you talk to me? You engage in that conversation. You grow up and integrate the part, and you bring yourself into the present moment. So now we are going to end this exercise with something that actually just happened this morning in terms of the inspiration. I would love to show you how to use your transformational sphere in an additional way. Now, remember that your transformational sphere is a tool for your higher self and soul. And we are going to draw now on the archetypal pattern of the Creator. Now, the Creator, we've worked with the Destroyer, so we have intended to bring patterns to completion. The Creator creates new options, new beginnings. So take a moment now and think of something very specific, some dream that you would like to bring into manifestation. And so with that in mind, be aware of your transformational sphere and expand the size of your sphere until it's at least as large as a room. And I know one person isn't necessarily in a room, but imagine expanding your transformational sphere until it is about the size of a room so that the dot in the middle is actually large enough to form a surface. It could be, you could imagine it as a whiteboard or a white wall. You could imagine it as a flip chart. So you have this surface onto which you are going to allow your higher self and soul to lay out 5 to 7 steps from this moment to when you will be experiencing whatever it is you dream of. So what I'm inviting you to do is you're creating what movie scripters would call a storyboard. Think of it like a cartoon script with the individual frames, or you might imagine that you're putting 5 to 7 flashcards across the surface and onto those cards or into those frames. You are allowing your higher self and soul to place pictures of the steps, and we're going to keep moving quickly so that the conscious mind doesn't get bogged down trying to take control of it. Just know that even if you don't see anything in those 5 to 7 frames or cards, your higher self and soul know precisely what those steps are between now and already experiencing what you dream. Now, we want to add the real emotional, the feeling state rocket fuel. Those things, if we were looking at the David Hawkins map of consciousness, it's those states that are right up there at the top of the chart. Love, peace, joy, gratitude, bliss. And from any time in your life, and it can be conceptually unrelated to your dream, but sometime in your life you have accessed one of those profound states, and just allow yourself to call to mind now that feeling state. Be that again from that memory, and allow yourself to notice the color and the sound, and notice where in your body you are most aware of that feeling, And now invite your other than conscious mind to bring into your awareness a symbol that represents the fullness of this profound experience. And now holding that symbol in your awareness, we're going to do two things. I'm going to ask you now in your mind's eye to gather the cards, to stack them, single stack, and then to put them out in front of you. Allow them to become a tube or a tunnel. So they're now extending through the surface. You've created a tunnel. At the end of the tunnel, however long it is for you, is your future self. The you who already is living the dream. Know it, trust it. You may see it with your mind's eye. You may just know it. It is true. Now expand the tunnel so that you can step into it and move very quickly to the end of the tunnel, holding with you the image of the feeling, the symbol, merging with your higher self at the end of the tunnel, and allow yourself now to feel as she feels, already experiencing the dream. Notice what you see, what you hear, what you feel. You might, if you wish, allow yourself to become aware of the specific steps that you took between this moment and this moment when you are living your dream. I'm going to be silent for just a moment. Now go ahead and separate from your future self. Bow to her, thank her profoundly. Step back through the tunnel off the screen. You can go ahead and release the image of the screen. Go ahead and step outside your transformational sphere and shrink it back down to pocket size, if you wish, or the smaller version of your transformational sphere. This is a way that you can use your transformational sphere for visioning. And I want to give a shout out to Tom Kenyon and our beloved teachers, the Hathors, for the seed of this idea. When I realized that we can use the transformational sphere in this way, I got very excited today. So now let me recap here. Okay, so go ahead now and imagine, we're going to do our concluding screen, so just imagine the screen floating in front of you. Notice or know that I have loaded onto the screen a copy of everything I've done, all of the tools, all of the processes and protocols, all of the work that I've done in the modality of serenity vibration healing is loaded onto the screen. Go ahead and place your transformational sphere onto the screen. Ask Source if it is in divine alignment for Source to implement everything on the screen for you. When you sense that it is, go ahead and exercise your free will choice to receive the gifts by thinking or saying yes. Go ahead and take a deep breath. And in the, looking at the clock, I think what I would like to do is invite you to go ahead and go back through and do your own post-calibrations, but do serve yourself and do the calibration so that you can see what has changed, reminding you that the question, if there is a gap between your post-calibration and 12, the empowering question is, what would it serve me to know or do now to move from whatever my present number is to a 12 and allow your deep wisdom? This can come from either your higher self or your subconscious, but allow your deep wisdom to let you know where to focus next in order to close that gap. Recapping now, you can always print off and keep that graphic that's on the download page available as a checklist. It divides into the three broad category of core limiting patterns. You overlay that on eight dimensions of life, and that band across the bottom is the list of archetypes. You'll have to just imagine inserting the creator. It was omitted somehow. Allow your guidance to point you to where to focus next. Feel free to loop back through the 20-minute audios of the programs, because your wisdom is going to take you deeper. Even though the words on the recordings are the same, you're going to be ascending up the spiral of your soul growth blueprint. So if you would like to ask questions, you can go ahead and get in the queue by pressing *6. If you have a question, if there's any need that you have that did not get answered today, if there's anything about what I shared that does not seem clear and you would like further explanation, I would love to support you. So I heard something, but I'm not seeing anyone. Oh, there we go. Yes, we have a question.
Just want to say thank you.
Oh, you are so welcome. You are so welcome, and thank you to you.
All right. You have a great evening.
And you as well.
Okay.
Journey well. Does anyone else on the line have a question? If you do, go ahead and press *6. I'll wait a moment or two more. I'm not seeing any hands go up. Know that I'm honored that you are interested in my work. It's been my pleasure to spend this time with you. And until our paths cross again, journey well. Goodbye, all.